KGFX, good morning, everybody. This is William here with you. It's time for People in Your Neighborhood. I'm joined by John Simpson and George Vendell this morning, and they are with Pure Ducks Unlimited. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, good morning.
Good morning, William. We're doing just fine.
Well, it's great to meet you. This is my favorite part of the morning. I get to meet new people I've never met before in the community. So first question I want to ask, so what is Ducks Unlimited, for those of the listeners out there that don't know?
Go ahead, George.
Ducks Unlimited was an organization formed in the 30s. For those of you who, few of you who might have been around in the 30s, it was probably a low in all of North America's wildlife populations. Very little, few regulations, and it was the start of the modern conservation movement. And Ducks Unlimited was one of those organizations that of duck hunters that basically pledged themselves to work together and raise money to try and do things that were going to benefit waterfowl and benefit those ducks that come out of the breeding grounds into their wintering grounds. And it was a very successful organization, they're well organized, and it's been around a long time. And we're pretty proud to be members of Ducks Unlimited. I know John said his dad was a charter member of Ducks Unlimited. And I've been a member and an active participant probably since I was 25. I'm 75 now, so that's almost 50 years that I've been a part of Ducks Unlimited. And, you know, we're really proud of that organization. We think it does a lot of good things, and we're here to talk about a few of the things that it does right here in South Dakota and for duck hunters. And before we get started, I know there's probably a lot of listeners out there that are just trying to get up and maybe haven't had their cup of coffee yet, and they're trying to wake up, so I thought I'd give them a little wake-up call. Is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Boy, if that doesn't get you up and moving, I don't know what will.
That's better than an alarm clock.
That's right. You don't have a pulse if that doesn't get you going.
That'll wake you up and get your blood going in the morning.
And the ducks set their wings and start coming to you.
Yeah. Then you go outside and a bunch of ducks around your house.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
So I understand you have an event coming up.
Yes, William, we do. On Thursday, February 29th at the Ikes right here in Pierre. It's our annual Ducks Unlimited event. And we'd like a whole bunch of folks to show up for an awful lot of fun.
So what kind of, is it like a dinner? So it's like a banquet?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. We're going to have pork sandwiches with a bunch of sides and cookies for dessert. And the evening involves a whole bunch of raffles and games that sportsmen and their children and their spouses can play, all to try and raise funds and money for Ducks Unlimited. Ducks Unlimited is an international organization. As George said, they were formed here in America, and for years they sent a lot of money to Canada, which is a primary waterfowl producer. But they realized that waterfowl are also produced in the upper states here in our country, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, a little bit of Minnesota, maybe Iowa. A lot of waterfowl produced in our part of the world, right here in South Dakota. And so years ago, 20 plus, they decided they should be investing an awful lot of money right here in America. And they have, and they do. And they have a plan for 24 objectives, a bunch of things on their plate they're trying to accomplish. I can give you some numbers. In 2023, Ducks Unlimited completed 63 projects right here in South Dakota. That involved over 90,000 acres and invested around $6 million.
That's in 1 year.
Yeah, just in 1 year, right here in South Dakota. So the money we generate and the money we get donated at our event goes to National Ducks Unlimited, and they spend it in three countries, but they spend a lot of it right here in South Dakota. We benefit from their work. They work with a lot of private landowners around the state, because most of the land in South Dakota is privately owned. And so they have a lot of great partnerships with landowners that are interested in land conservation and improving wildlife habitat. Even though Ducks Unlimited focuses on ducks, the work they do benefits all wildlife, non-game wildlife, songbirds, anything you can think of. Obviously it's focused on waterfowl, but the habitat they develop helps all forms of wildlife.
So the event, the fundraising event, the banquet, like, so what day is that on?
It's Thursday, February 29th. We had an extra day this year, so we took advantage of it. At the Isaac Waltley Clubhouse right here in Pierre. We open the doors open, I'll say, at 5 o'clock. Fees are $50 for a single, $15 for youth under 18, and $60 for two, for a couple. So we encourage fellas with children that want to learn how to hunt, bring their spouse and their kids. We'll have a lot of fun with the various games and raffles, auctions, live and silent, and we try and raise money for waterfowl habitat.
So if somebody needs a ticket, is there like a place they go, how do they get their tickets for the event?
The easiest way, quickest way to do it is everybody's got access to the internet. Just Google Ducks Unlimited, and a little spot will pop up, attend an event. If you click that, it'll ask you where. Type in 57501, bang, it takes you right to this specific event. You can pay for it on a credit card. Plus, if you do it ahead of the banquet, that also gets you included in an early, what we call an early bird raffle, where we give away a gun for those who buy a ticket early. So the $50 includes your meal, it includes some money for the banquet, and it includes the membership in Ducks Unlimited, which is pretty important. They send you a monthly a magazine or 10 magazines a year. It's a great magazine. I get all kinds of magazines, and the one I read cover to cover is the DU magazine. It's got some great photographs in it, some great articles in it. It's just a one. I look forward to getting that Ducks Unlimited magazine in the mail. It's a great magazine. Yeah.
Sounds like great. So just once again to recap, like, so the event is on what day?
Thursday, February 29th.
At 5:30. Show up. Like John said, we got all kinds of games. We're giving away I don't know how many firearms. We're going to give away a whole bunch of guns as well as some other items of interest to duck hunters, some artwork, you name it.
Tickets are also available at the door.
Yes, you can buy them at the door.
Yeah, I would suggest probably, you know, getting them in advance. I think that would be better.
It's a person's choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you forget and you get down there and go, oh, I can't go to the bank because I don't have a ticket, well, don't let that stop you.
It beats standing in line.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's absolutely true. So is there any other events that are coming up or anything you want to talk about, or is that it for now?
We kind of concentrate on our banquet. There's banquets throughout the state of South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're a member of DU, you get notified if there's a commemoration or a dedication or a field trip or something like that that they put on. There's Ducks Unlimited biologists that work right here in the state of South Dakota. Have an opportunity to meet with them. If you're a landowner and you're interested in a DU project, get a hold of Ducks Unlimited. They got people that'll come out, take a look, meet you, talk to you about what they've got over your kitchen table, and have a cup of coffee with you. And they're a great bunch of people to work with.
Well, it's fantastic. It was great to meet you gentlemen this morning. And yeah. I hope you have a good day today.
We do too, William. We appreciate you having us in here this morning, and we're looking forward to a good crowd on Thursday night, the 29th.
Yeah, okay.
So a final salute here. Here they come, John.
Yeah, here comes the ducks. Well, have a good day, gentlemen.
We will, William. Thank you so much for having us in this morning. We look forward to having a really good crowd on Thursday night, the 29th.
Hey, well, have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.